Now, secondly, the characteristic, the lakshana of anicca. Anicca means impermanent. This is quite easily translated. Nitya is permanent, eternal, and anicca, negative prefix, is the impermanent, the non-eternal. This characteristic, this lakshana, won't detain us as long as dukkha, suffering, or unsatisfactoriness. It's comparatively easy to understand, at least to understand intellectually. It asserts, to begin with, that all conditioned things, all compounded things, are constantly changing. Conditioned things, by their very nature, their very definition, in Sanskrit and Pali, are compounded, made up of parts. And what is compounded, which is made up of parts, can also be uncompounded, can be unmade. This is happening, of course, all the time. Perhaps it's easier for us to understand this truth nowadays than it was before, in ancient times. We know nowadays, from science, that there's no such thing as hard, solid matter, in lumps, as it were, scattered throughout space. We know that what we think of as matter is in reality only various forms of energy. The same great truth applies to the mind. In the mind also, in the mental life, there's nothing unchanging. No unchanging, permanent, immortal soul. There's only a constant succession of mental states, feelings, perceptions, volitions, acts of consciousness. The mind, we may say, changes even more quickly than the physical body. We can't see the physical body changing, not usually, but we can see the mind changing, our own mind changing, if we are a little observant. And that's why the Buddha said, rather strangely, apparently, that it's more reprehensible to identify oneself, one's ego, if you like, with the mind than with the body. To think that I am the mind is more reprehensible than to think I am the body. Because the body at least possesses a certain relative stability, but the mind doesn't possess any stability at all. It's constantly changing, and we can perceive that change. To put it very, very broadly, one can say that the characteristic of anicca shows us that the whole universe, from top to bottom, in all its grandeur, in all its immensity, is just one vast congeries of processes of different types taking place at different levels and all interrelated. That nothing is standing still, nothing is immobile, not even for an instant, not even for a fraction of a second. It's very easy to forget this. We think that, well, the mountains are always there, the everlasting hills, the sky is up there like an inverted ball, our bodies are relatively permanent, houses at least, chairs, tables and things like that. It's only when the little increments of change add up to a great change, add up to a catastrophe, when something breaks or comes to an end, or when we die, that we realize the truth of anicca, impermanence or non-eternity. So this also characterizes all conditioned things. All conditioned things begin, continue, and then cease, pass away.